Listening Library presents Island of Thieves by Josh Lacey, read for you by Toby Longworth.
Chapter 1. I didn't mean to burn down our garden shed, but now I'm glad I did. If I hadn't, none of this would have happened. The island, the gold, it was all because of burning down that shed. One afternoon in the holidays, I was sitting in there playing with a box of matches. Striking one, watching it burn, blowing it out. Throwing the dead stick on the floor and reaching for another. I was bored. You're not allowed to say that word in our house. Only boring people get bored, says Dad. Interesting people can always find something to be interested in. You can't be bored, says Mum. There's so much to do here. Why don't you play a game, or ring a friend, or go for a bike ride? But I didn't feel like doing any of that stuff. So I hid in the shed and played with matches. Suddenly, I smelled smoke. I looked around. Flames were blazing up the walls. One of the matches must have still been burning when I dropped it on the floor. I sprang at the door, wrenched it open, and threw myself outside. As I rolled across the grass, my clothes smoking, I saw my mum standing at the French windows, her mouth open in a silent scream. Then she ran to fetch her phone. By the time the fire engines arrived, the shed had burned itself out. They drenched it anyway, making sure no sparks blew into any of the neighbours' houses. The chief fireman gave me a long lecture about fire safety. So did Mum and Dad. They were still discussing how to punish me when the phone rang. It was Mrs. Spencer, ringing to say she was very sorry, but they really couldn't have me to stay. What if I burned down their shed too, or even their house?
It was an accident, said Dad.